Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Avodah Zarah Daf Chafei Amud Aleph at the very bottom of the Amud. And our Mishnah presented three issues of solitude, not leaving an animal alone, and we dealt with that at length in the last two Shirim. And the last two, the other two, are that a woman should not be alone with them because of the chshad of sexual promiscuity, and a man should not be alone with them because of chshad of violence. Okay. What's the case? If we're talking about a woman alone with one non-Jewish man, but that's the same as Yisrael, meaning literally, is the parallel case with a Jewish man permitted? A Jewish man isn't even allowed to be alone with two women, certainly not with one woman. So why say that there's a decree that you can't be alone with a non-Jewish man because of sexual promiscuity? It's even true about Jewish men. Ella betlata. It must be talking about three men. But if you had Jews who were known to be promiscuous, then the same halacha would apply that you can't be alone with them. Vatnan, the Mishnah says, Val isha achad is in kedusha. Achad min dechad im shnei anashim. One woman can be with two men. And right, Shmuel said, Lo shanu el b'ksherim. That's only if the two men are upstanding guys. But if they're all lowlifes, then even 10 of them, meaning even infinite. And he adds that, there's even a story about where 10 men had their relations all together with this one woman. They were all standing there, they're all prutzim. So you're certainly not going to say that three akum is any different than prutzim. So lo tzricha b'ishto imo. That's the difference. We're talking about a case where the Akum's wife is with him. Because in a case where Yisrael and his wife is there, there can be a woman there with them, because his wife will keep him from messing around. Oved kochavim ein ishto mashamrato, v'Yisrael ishto mashamrato. That's the difference. The Akum, his wife won't guard him and keep him from doing things. The Yisrael, his wife will. I would take a claim of shim shvichutami, but we got another consideration, which is that this woman can't be alone with a man, even if his wife is there, because of shvichut damim, which is the last clause in the Mishnah. He may murder her. And we're talking about a woman who is considered like royalty or a very wealthy woman or something, right? Demirta timina, they're afraid of hurting her, but she still is attractive enough that the other part would be there, not rape, but perhaps seduction. Ravidi Amari has a different thing, which is isha klei zainal leham. The Rishonim are a little divided on what this means, but one particular direction is to say that because a woman is attractive, the man's not going to kill her because he wants to enjoy her. Now, my benayu, so what's the difference between these two approaches? Ike benayu, and there we have a bunch of girsaot. Isha chashuva ben anashim, v'sheina chashuva ben hanashim. That's one girsa, which is, we'll take this one for right now, which is a woman who is important among men, meaning she's politically or financially important, v'sheina chashuva ben hanashim, but she's not all that attractive. And the take on it would be that there would be no concern for shvichut damim because she's nisha chashuva. On the other hand, from Avidi's perspective, where it's because she's attractive, if she's not that attractive, then that kind of falls by the wayside, and there is a concern about shvichut damim. That's one way to read it. Take a look at Rashi and Tosfot. They deal with different girsaot. Now, Tanya Kavateri Avidi Baravin, but we have a bright that supports Avidi, which is Haisha Afapisha Shalom Ima. Even if a woman is protected, in other words, even if she's a protected woman, a fancy woman, nonetheless, she can't be alone with them because chashudin l'arayot. In other words, isha klei zainal leha protects her from being hurt, but they're not protect her from arayot. Okay, now we had a man shouldn't be alone with them because they might hurt. Tan Rabbani Yisrael, she's the man loed kochavim aderech. Let's say you're walking on the way, and a pagan comes next to you and starts walking. Toflo limino, push him to your right. And the reason is so that if he suddenly takes out a weapon, you'll have space. Because if he's on your right and he pulls a weapon, he's a right-handed guy, there'll be a little space for you to defend yourself. Shomer Noshem Yochem Bruko Omer, he adds to that, Besayaf, if the guy has a sword, Toflo Limino, then do that. But Makel, but if he has a stick, Toflo Lismolo, put him on your left, so that if he starts to raise it, you'll be right there with your left hand to stop him from raising his stick. And you'll be right next to his stick. Now, Hayu olin b'ma'ale or yadin v'yirida. Let's say they were going up a slope or down a slope. Lo Yisrael lamata. You should not be under lower. Vod kochavim l'ma'ale and should have him above. Lo Yisrael lamala. Vod kochavim l'mata. The Jew should be above because the concern is he can always push you down. Vayashuach lefanav. Don't bend down in front of him, like to tie your shoe or something. Shamir was a gugel toy. He might smash your skull. Sha'alo lechan olech. Now what happens if he says to you, where are you going? Yarchiv lo taderach. You should tell him you're going further than you're really going. The idea is that you'll walk with him, and whatever he's plotting, you'll be off the road before he can do it. And where's the model for that? Of that, kederach shasai Yaakov avinu leisav rasha. When Yaakov came and met Esav, what did he say? He said, Ana shaval avo al adoni seir. He told him, yeah, you know what, I'll catch up with you in Seir, which is all way in the south. Uchtiv Yaakov nasa Sukkot. And then it turns out Yaakov only went much further south. He only went to Sukkot and settled there. And therefore, if Esav had any evil plans, he would have carried them out later, and suddenly Yaakov's not there. And now we have a story. Maaseh b'talmidei Rabbi Akiva shorachim l'kziv. Students of Rabbi Akiva were coming south to Kziv. They're probably coming from Tzor on the Lebanese coast. They're coming to Kziv, which is north of Akko. Pagu b'hem listim. So armed thugs caught up with them. Amru lehem la'anatem ochim. Where are you going? Amru lehem la'akko. They said, we're going as far as Akko, which is further. Kevan shigiyu l'kziv pershu. Once they got to Kziv, they left. And the listim were not able to carry out the nefarious plans. Amrulan Talmidei Miyatem. So the listim then said to them, oh, who's your Rebbe? Amrulan Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Oh. Amrulan, the listim said, Ashrei Rabbi Akiva v'talmidav. Look how great and happy Rabbi Akiva and his students should be. Shalabagabahan Adam Ra Meolam. No bad person was ever able to do them harm. Now there's another story from Bavel. Rav Menashe Have Azal Levei Torta. He was going to a place called Beit Torta. Pagu Beit Ganavi. Some thieves, not armed robbers, thieves caught up with him. Amrulei the Ankazel, where are you going? Amrulei the Pumbadita. He lied and he said he's going to Pumbadita. Kimata the Beit Torta parish, and they got, the Beit Torta suddenly got off the road and he was home. Amrulei, but since he said I'm going to Pumbadita, they figured he must be a student of Rabbi Yehuda and Pumbadita. Talmida de Yehuda Ramad. You must be a student of Yehuda the deceiver. That's what they called Rabbi Yehuda. Amalu yaditule, you know he's a deceiver? Yeravad lehavu hanu inshi b'shamta. He immediately threw them into cherem. Azlu avdu genevta esrimitar tinshtin. These guys were thieves for 22 years, v'lo atzlachu, and they were never very good at it. You know, as the shamta worked. Kevon dechazu, once they realized that, atu kulu tavu shamtayu, they came evidently to Rav Yehuda, and they said, please forgive us and remove the shamta. There was one guy among them who refused to come because of his pride and refused to try to get the shamta released. He was a girdna. He was a weaver. Now, these are people who had regular jobs, but they were also good at them. They weren't very good at that. So what happened? Achle Arya. He was eaten up by a lion. So Hainuram Rinchi, that's the source of the famous adage, girdna de lo taizan. Shata batsir. Mishane. Alright, what does this, phrase mean? He said, that a regular weaver has no shame whatsoever. And as a result, his years are lessened. Now, Tochazi, now the Gemara makes a comment, Ma ben ganove bavel of listin deret Yisrael. Look at the difference between the simple thieves of Bavel and the armed thugs of Eretz Yisrael. The simple thieves of Bavel, even though they're just simple thieves, they're not the worst violent guys. Nonetheless, they besmirch a Rav, and they spend 22 years in Cherem. And the armed thugs of Eretz Yisrael have wonderful things to say about Rabbi Akiva. Okay, we'll pause at this point. Pick it up in the next Mishnah on Daf Chavav Amud Aleph. In the meantime, Rishav, have a wonderful day.